What causes you anxiety and stress?
I think what stresses me out the most is that I'm really afraid of failure. So I work really hard, and then I end up overworking myself. This then causes me to be really cranky, and the only way to get rid of it is by gaming or making videos. I really need that time without anyone else to unwind, because when I don't have enough alone time, everybody in the room is going to feel it. I might not even say anything, and that's a problem, because everybody in the room will be able to feel my energy.
I chew gum constantly because I have halitrophobia, which is the fear of bad breath, and I feel as if everybody can smell my breath all the time. Apart from that, I fuss over the little things when things don't go exactly as planned. But what helps me deal with stress and anxiety is remembering that no one is ever going to say I'm on top of the world every single day of their life. Basically, there have to be lows so that you can have highs. Also, exercise is one of the best things that you can do for your mind because it actually releases all of the stress. You're so angry, but at the same time, you still need to focus on the exercises. And then, when your muscles hurt from all the exercise, you forget about all the problems that you had earlier.
If I interact with another person, I think about it for the rest of the day. And I, like, overthink it. Everything I say to other people. And that causes me so much stress because I'm like, oh my God, am I annoying? Am I weird? Like, what do they think of me? Especially with girls. But I think it's actually more normal to not be okay than it is to be okay, because I would say 90% of the time there's something in the depths of my mind that's not doing so good. What helps me though is to have people in your life that you can talk with. That's something that's really important and 100% necessary, if not mandatory, for survival. You can't deal with your problems and lows on your own. And self-care is also so vital. It's not just taking care of your physical self, but definitely also your mental health. So obviously, it's making sure you shower and brush your teeth, exercise, eat well, and making sure you get enough sleep, which, to be honest, I'm not doing enough of. But I think they are really important, because if you don't do those, you can lose your mind.
There was one night where I woke up in the middle of the night and I had this huge knot in my stomach and it felt like I couldn't breathe. And it wasn't because there was anything crazy happening in my life. It just happened because that's something that happens when you have anxiety. And I had to go to the hospital and it was really bad, but I got through it. I'm alive. But then it's not only anxiety that causes such stressful situations. Life happens too, you know, in the sense that good and bad things happen to you too. Like, once I got broken up with, and I was devastated. So I was like, instead of being bitchy and mean to other people or calling and texting my ex, I'm just going to punch this bag, and it totally worked. It really helped me get all that frustration and destructive energy out of my body.
I really worry about my dad, who has been in hospital for a month now. And whenever I do, I get this lump in my throat and tears shoot into my eyes. I really hope that he'll get better, but it's tough. One thing I've learned from this is that it's okay to not feel okay, and it's fine to ask for help from other people around you. There's help out there, and it's waiting for you. You just need to go and get it. Also, there's therapy, which definitely helps. But most people hear therapy and are offended, like, oh, that's ridiculous. Why would you recommend therapy to me? You think I'm crazy? I am a huge advocate of going to therapy. I think everyone should go and try it. It's not something to be afraid of. It also helps to remind you that sometimes life moves so quickly you kind of forget about yourself. So, for example, I'll be like in the middle of a bunch of people and be like, I need to be alone and I need to do a face mask. Goodbye. And sometimes I take one day and just like make sure to give back to myself and do some things to slow my life down by going to the spa. Another thing that also always works is just closing my eyes and listening to a Beyoncé album.